Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There's a great deal going on at Pilar Gold at the moment. Here to tell us what's happening, Chairman Jeremy Gray and the new Chief Executive, Enrique de Alvear. So good afternoon to you guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Alan. Really great to be back on Vox. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to see you both. So let's start with you, Jeremy. Tell us about Pilar. Give us the latest.
Pilar is flying, Alistair. We're very, the fundraising is going way better than we expected. The fleet, the new fleet's been shipped as we speak. And we've also bringing in a new CEO, Enrique de Alvear, who's taken over my role. And you got to know the time to step back and hand it over to a young gun. And Enrique is exactly that. So very honored to have him on the show today. Enrique's a private equity trained and sort of pedigree and speaks multiple languages, including Portuguese in Brazil. So really, it's been an amazing first month for him on site. And the momentum with the team, with the production restart, with the fundraising, couldn't be better.
So, Enrique, then, let me turn to you. What was it that attracted you about Pilar? What was it about Pilar that attracted you to the company?
Well, actually, we are talking, Alistair, about a project that contains more than 4 million ounces of gold in the middle of Brazil, just waiting for us to exploit. So just starting from that point, you can understand how attractive this is, right? Second, there is so much to be done there. This is the potential, not only the ore, but also the team, the culture that is there, the region itself, that it's very appealing. I mean, it's just fantastic for me. And of course, this is the challenge here of restarting production at such a good mine, to say that, that really attracts me. And this challenge, and the opportunity to restore the value for our shareholders, it's something that I'm really willing to do here. But let me tell you, Alistair, that this is something that I could say it's happening very soon.
Yeah, you've got your hands full, haven't you? I mean, the production that you guys are hoping for isn't far away, and there's been plenty of developments in that direction recently.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So just let me give you the headline here. We're targeting September, October for the restart of the production. Let me tell you that from the operational side, we're just waiting for, apart from the equipment that Jeremy said, that it's being shipped as we speak, we are counting on 3 different work streams at the moment, which is the mine itself, starting with Pilar. Just remembering everyone here that Pilar Gold has 4 different mines, 3 underground mines called Pilar, Maria Lázara, and Caimar, and an open pit project called Tres Buracos, which is going to start developing during 2027. So we are starting at Pilar. Right now, some ventilation and geotechnical works are being conducted at the moment. And we are right now refurbishing the refuge chambers at Pilar mine. So this is going to be a matter of 2 months here. In the mill is in a fantastic shape. We are just, I would say it's even just aesthetic works, Alistair, just painting it a little bit, taking out a little bit of the rust, but it's just ready to be turned on. And the tailings dam, which is a fantastic project with a license to even lift it, to do a raise of 1.5 meters. It's everything in place, just some monitoring reporting that is being performed at the moment. And this is why I can tell you that September, October, it's a fantastic target to have. So I would tell all of our potential investors here that after summer, it's is the day to be noted down.
So, how much gold are you hoping to be producing initially then?
Well, yeah, okay. So considering that that we are having a full ramp up here, Alistair, it wouldn't be a problem to be producing in the medium term 40,000 ounces of gold yearly, targeting when we have all of our four mines in the pipeline here, doubling the production to 80,000 ounces per year. Just remembering everyone, allow me to remind you that Pilar Gold managed to produce more than 70,000 ounces in 2017. So this is not something that we are talking about just some dream and I'm talking about some designs that are not going to happen. We just want to take Pilar to the place it should be and it was just 9 years ago.
Right. So, I mean, talking about 2017, that reminds me, Jeremy, that you've been involved in this project for a while, haven't you? And you've got your Chancery Royalty hat on there, I see, and I've got mine on too. So, tell us how you fit into all this, Jeremy. How's it come together for you? And why have you stayed the course?
We never give up, point number one, Alistair. And we bought this beautiful mine from Equinox Gold in April of 21. We then went through a pretty tough patch, which led us to a J go through the JR process, restructuring of the debt. And obviously, the markets basically, the last shipment was March of 24 at $2,000 gold. We're now at 4,300. We're heading up to 7,000 by Christmas. So we never gave up, basically. We just got such tremendous supporters. Our investor base has backed us, really made the difference for us. And as Enrique said, we've got 4 million ounces. But importantly, if you remodel that resource at a higher gold price than the 1650 they use, we've probably got 6 or 7 million ounces, a world-class mill, three underground mines that are one's ready to turn on right now, two we need to pump out, and the third world-class open pit mine, so called Tres Barrancas. So how it all fits in with Chancery is that Chancery has an 8% royalty on Pilar, but in return, Pilar owns nearly a third of Chancery Royalty that will soon be $1 billion market cap. And Chancery is the fastest growing gold and silver royalty group in the industry. We've been on your show before and racing up towards 20,000 GEOs once the KEFI mine starts commissioning the Tulu Kapi in 2028. So very exciting story. And that stake alone is worth nearly half of the current 30-cent round. So if you strip out that stake, and if you also strip out the Liver Gold stake, and incidentally, Liver is finally listing, I think, on the 2nd of July. Pilar's a big shareholder of also Liver. Then you're basically buying this entire Pilar business for just $12 per ounce of gold in the ground, which is, I mean, there's a lot of early stage explorers that trade above that. So we're trying to give our shareholders significant upside, like we've given in all of our companies. And anyone who's followed us over the last few years and will see that the returns that we're giving our shareholders as we list Liver in 2 weeks, we list Gold Road in 2 weeks, we list Tucano Gold in 4 weeks, they get five, six, seven time X multiple returns. And we're doing exactly the same again for Pilar.
So, you talk about Pilar's financing round just now. What? Tell us a little bit more about that, Jeremy. What are the details?
Yeah, so it's 30 cents. Canadian cents share, which values it when you strip out the Chancery and the Liver stakes at just 70 million Canadian for a business that would cost you 500 US to build today, at least 5 years if you had the money to then to finish that construction and get the permit. So we're selling this round at 10 cents in the dollar. And it's basically a bigger version of Serabi Gold, who's a wonderful company in on the FTSE here. So we believe we can be a really significant multiple return for our shareholders. Obviously, you can't make promises. There's risk to everything in this business, but with a restructured balance sheet now, with a very strong gold price, and with the incredible interest from shareholders, then Enrique is well and truly on track to start this mine not only with a higher market, but also with a completely brand new fleet. And that's a big game changer for us as well, because at the moment we still have the old Sandvik fleet that we are repairing. But Enrique's really got his wind behind his back, and I think he's going to do an amazing job.
So investors who are interested in participating should click on the link below this video, and you guys will be in touch.
Absolutely, Alistair. We want to thank everyone from Vox who supported us. You've seen us on with Pure Tungsten. That's turning out to be an incredible success. We've talked about Chancery. That round's still open. And Pilar. So just click on the link. Ed, Max, Eric, Jamila. And also Jennifer's just joined our team from Scottsdale, Arizona with Jamila. And Enrico and I will happily get on the phone and give you more what we're doing at on site. We also have an investor trip on the 13th of July, which you're welcome to join as well. So, yeah, really amazing time for Pilar. Like a very emotional roller coaster story this has been for me. But I think now it's time to shine, time to break from the pack and really turn this into a $1 billion market cap.
So, Enrique, if I can turn back to you for a moment, how do you see the news flow shaping up? Obviously, we talked about some of the big ticket items that you guys have got coming up. What does it look like sort of moving into the end of 2026 and into 2027?
Talking about Pilar Gold, you mean?
Yes.
Well, so basically what we are targeting here, Alistair, is two different things. I can't even say three, but the first of all is the restart of the production. As I told you, it's mostly granted for September, October. After that, we are looking for giving our shareholders a significant upside, as Jeremy said. So we should be looking at going public before 2027. So this is basically the second good news I want to tell our potential shareholders here, that our going public strategy, it's still in place. We just prefer to start production before, to update the 43-101 with current gold prices, as Jeremy said, because these 4 million ounces could eventually turn into 6 to 7 million. And I do not know where you can find such a huge potential in hard rock nowadays. And this is what we should be looking for the rest of the year. After that, of course, we would start targeting these 80,000 ounces per year production. And who knows, there might be something even bigger inside Tres Buracos open pit project that could eventually increase our yearly production.
So lots of upside on offer there. Jeremy, final word from you?
Oh, no, just a really amazing time to be part of this Pilar Gold Company. Like, yeah, just I get goosebumps. I can't wait to get up in the morning. I see the team, the motivation, the excitement about the new fleet coming. We're hiring staff aggressively. Everyone's coming home to Itapasi. It's amazing to see a lot of our staff coming home, you know, close to their families. And, yeah, I just want to thank everyone for supporting us. It means a great deal to us. We have 2,500 shareholders in our six companies, and I think Pilar has nearly 500. So thank you, everyone who's backed us. And we're now finally on the home straight and looking in great shape.
Well, Enrique, Jeremy, thanks both so much for joining us. And just one more reminder, interested parties can click on the link below if they want to get involved.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.